We're going to be joined now by SC United manager Neil Reynolds. Neil, thank you for joining us so quickly after the full-time whistle. And, well, hey, 5-0 at a team who, let's remember, are not just at the same level as us. They got into the playoffs last year in the Southern Prem. They got through to the playoff final and were beaten on penalties. And we've come to their place and not just won 5-0, but comfortably won 5-0. You must be delighted.
I need another 72 hours to get the squad down to 19. That's all I'm going to say to you. It's really good, you know, really good. And you can see we're getting better and better. It's hard not to be really optimistic with the side. You know, we spoke beforehand, you know, about the age of the side. Everyone 25 and under, you could see the energy. We ran all over them, you know, we outplayed them. And we outmuscled them at times, you know. And the most pleasing thing for me was, you know, I'm not a manager that likes any form of melee at all. Yeah, well, but, you know, when it did go off for a group who've been together for 5 or 6 weeks to defend Czech's corner the way they did do and get round each other, and, you know, young Ethan Vaughan took one, you know, in the chin. But that shows a real togetherness that doesn't come just at Nuneaton. That's taken a lot of embedding, a lot of togetherness, a lot of trust in the dressing room. So although I'm delighted with the performance and the goals, I'm equally delighted how they got together and, you know, kind of one in all in mentality.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into the ins and outs of the melee at half time or anything like that, but one thing we can say is, like what I said to you against Warrington and like I said against Longridge, you want a midfield that gives you a bit of a problem and gives you a bit of bite, gives you some late challenges and stuff like that. You want Fitzmartin to not have as many bruises on his legs, but that's one thing he's going to have a lot of. It's building character, let's say.
No, it is. And I mean, if you look at the tactical analysis of the game, if you look at the top end of the pitch, Max Kane and Elliot and Jay,
yes,
how high they pressed, it allowed Donoghue and Griffiths to become eights, two eights, not a ten, two eights. I thought they ran all over there too, and they got ball in the midfield, which then freed up Charlie Munro. And every time Charlie Munro got, he went left to Lewis or he went right to Czech. And then if that wasn't on, the two centre-halves were splitting high and wide, and we got on the ball. And everything we have gone through in training, in our group chats, in our sessions, all came to fruition today. Now, I've got to repeat to the listeners, and I'll keep repeating to the listeners, that doesn't mean that that's going to work against Worksop. What it does mean is that we've been really good with our recruitment. You know, means nothing yet, unless the budget comes to fruition, unless people buy the season tickets, means nothing yet. But it does show that we've got a capable squad of coming to us, you know, aside from the Southern League playoff finalists last year and well and truly, you know, outschooling them and outplaying them. And we will play like that this season, and I'll guarantee we don't win. There'll be some games that we play, we have all the ball, we have chances and we don't win. And people say, oh, why did we not do this? But for me, it's continuing to repeat that, what we've done today. And if we can build that style of play across the course of the season, you know, I know I beg for 2,000 people to come to Broadhurst Park, but the more we play like that with the energy, tenacity, quality, I think we'll smash that because people want to come and watch the side.
Yeah, and I was thinking to myself all the way through that first half especially, I mean, there's so much we need to talk about. The corner, how we put in a corners to this team. We saw it at the back end of last season. It's carried on into pre-season. It was a well-worked set piece. And if Munro doesn't score, there's Palinkas. And it's just a well-worked corner.
And it's really, and if you were in the programme, you have a settled 23-24, them corners come to fruition. At the minute, we've been able to work on them with a settled side within the season, you know. But if for whatever reason our budget doesn't come to fruition or whatever it is, you have to then go and change things, and people have to adapt, and that understanding goes. You can see what we've done on corner one, corner two, corner three, and we've scored from a couple this season. So again, you don't just go through them on a tactics board, you work through them on a training pitch, and that works. And the relationship that Charlie Oliver, Munro and Palinka has at the front stick, we crowd it, we spin off and we score. It's hard to mark movement, but you know, there is a lot of thought that goes into what we do on match day and what we do at training nights. Unfortunately, due to injury suspensions, whatever it may be, that always didn't come to fruition last season.
And there was elements of that first half. You mentioned how important it is to get 2,000 at Broadhurst Park. Me and Paul have been following, you know, FC United for over a decade now. One of the good things about following FC United away from home is you get a good vibe away from home as well. If we play like this away from home this season, we're going to have hundreds like the old days. And I thought to myself, when Donoghue scores that goal in the first half, you could just imagine if that happened during the season.
Yeah.
A few hundred people behind him with red scarves all celebrating that. That was a proper classic away goal, wasn't it?
And Donoghue is used to that noise. Yeah. You know, but wait till your Olivers, your Munros, your Fitzmartins, your Morrisseys, your Czech Tiams, whoever it may be, your Seabroaders Park in its packed capacity, or see the away following in. You know, although the levels are going up now in front of brilliant, you know, 30, 40, 50 people that travel today, just wait and see, and that's when the hairs on the back of your neck start, especially when the football's as good as it's been. But we continue to try and play that right football. We'll be in training after Tuesday, we'll be in Thursday, we'll be in Saturday, we'll be in Tuesday, we'll be in Wednesday, we'll be in Thursday. We try and treat us as professionals as we can do to get us ready for workshop, but we don't know what kind of opposition will turn up. We don't know motivation-wise who turns up when they get to Broadhurst Park. All we've got to do is concentrate on what we're doing. Yep. At the minute, everything that we're doing is the highest quality, and there will be dips. You can't play with that intensity, and where it all works all season, you do have your peaks and you have your troughs, but we've got to make sure that we don't change the style of play and our DNA remains the same.
One thing about the DNA you're talking about, and you mentioned the runners of Morris and Fitzmartin and how well that worked with Kane. We saw that at Altrincham, we saw that against Warrington. Max Kane today, he scored a belter, and you know we've had discussions about your headaches in midfield at right back. You've got a problem up front, I think, as well, because Kane he's not just bringing goals, but he's also bringing that movement as well that's helping other players.
Max Kane has got one development point in his game, and he's looking after the ball, bringing people into play. And the time today bounced off him, but his reaction was really good. His goals, his runs in behind, his strength, his movement are all top draw, and he'll be a top, top, top striker at this level. We're trying to get the next Tunde Owolabi, the next Regan Linney, the next, and that's, he knows that's his development point. If he plays like that, he keeps his shirt. Nick Bolado comes on, opens up, stretches play. Who says they can't play together one day? You just don't know. Nick's still new to the group. He's young to the group. He's getting used to the way we play. He's getting up to match fitness. You know, but there'll be different games for different players, because if a team come and park the bus, maybe, you know, you might have to have a striker in Max Kane who stretches playing behind it. And if you need to have runners off behind that, you might have to play Bolado, who'll link play up to get runners in behind it. So it's important that we have different type of players in different positions, and that's, we've definitely got that at the minute. I did promise people that we'd cut the squad down to 19, but I genuinely need a conversation with the staff before I get to that decision, because I think everyone might have a different three or four who go. But you can see, you know, you can, what always worries me about pre-season as well is when you do cut it, does an element of complacency creep in at the minute? I'm not saying that will ever happen in the squad, but does having 22, does it keep people on the top of the game? Is it worth taking 22 into Stocksbridge Tuesday? That's what I'm going to decide, because I think too many people have given a good account of themselves today, and maybe a couple of question marks have given me a real headache over the weekend.
I mean, you went all Dutch towards the end. I mean, the Charlie centre back just pops up there, and I'm like going, Bolado's not wearing number 16.
But look what we do. Yeah, Palinkas were deprived in their areas, and it's about that rotation. So if his centre half does get that high, and you see it happen in the Premier League, who drops in? It's Charlie Munro who drops in. We're encouraged to have fluid movement throughout the pitch, and just because you're a number five at the back doesn't mean you can't step up or score in the opposition half. And I think, you know, the way the modern game is, there is an influx of talent across the whole pitch, and I think even if you're a goalkeeper now, you've got to be really good with your feet. If you're a centre half, you've got to be able to go cold and score, you know, sign on the keeper. So all in all, Ben, a really good performance. We wish Nuneaton all the best for the season. It's been a good test for us. We've got to go now, get on the coach and go and prepare for Stocksbridge Tuesday.
And lastly, given man of the match to Griffiths, we could have given it to Munro quite easily. All three of them in midfield with Donoghue. I'm not sure what your plans were for Worksop, but again, these are headaches, aren't they?
That's Griffiths' best game I've seen for a long time. We played 2-8s today, and you could see the fluidity that Donoghue and Griffiths both had. They both got on the ball. They kind of left Charlie Munro just to kind of be that sole body, moving the ball from left to right into good areas, breaking up play. But them two, you've got that much quality in front of you. And I spoke to Woods on this before the game. You know, we were having a difference of opinion about, you know, who will play and who doesn't play. And I said, when you've got them two players who are on top of the game, you don't necessarily need to play with a 10, because you lose your 10. You've got two breakers, and they're both wonderfully gifted on the football. I'm saying to the three of them, can you go and play together? You know, you're all 25-year-old. Imagine the next 2 or 3 years what you could create in this football club with pace in front of you. But go back to Brian Richardson's favourite saying, you know, managers don't pick teams, players do. But on that account, the midfield three have given a really good account of themselves today. So well done, Griff, for getting the man of the match.
Well, Neil, big thank you for this comprehensive post-match interview. I'm sorry to keep you so
long. No.
So much to talk about. Big congratulations today. I was going to ask you, because obviously this was the game, wasn't it? Where, you know, this is where it's all going to be sorted, but
just need a bit more time.
We go again. And we'll speak ahead of Stocksbridge Patchdale on Tuesday. Thanks for joining us.
Brilliant. Cheers,
well
Ben.
Done again.
Cheers.